It's almost summertime here in Houston, Texas. In just a few short weeks, most schools will close, and families with children, like mine, will have a lot of free time and energetic kids on their hands. If your children are like mine, you might hear them repeatedly saying things like, "I'm bored," or "There's nothing to do." But I find that my children's boredom quickly disappears when we step out into nature. Hello, my name is Erin Miller, and I work with Alice Savage in the Lone Star College North Harris ESOL program right here in Houston, Texas. In today's episode of Houston in Slow English, I want to share some ways my family enjoys the beautiful outdoors in the hot Houston summer. I think my family is a park family. My husband and I have three young children, and we love going to parks and exploring, especially earlier in the day, before it gets too hot. A simple Google search will reveal that there are so many amazing parks here in Houston, from Meyer Park in spring to Discovery Green in downtown Houston. Doing a Google search is what inspired my family to start a new summer tradition, local park hunting. The night before we want to go, we open Google Maps on my phone and search parks near me. Each time we search for a park, I let a different child choose which one we will visit the next day. We usually prepare a picnic lunch to take with us. My oldest is 11, and she loves to help organize everything, so she creates the picnic menu. My second child is 7, and he likes to pack the drinks, cookies, and chips. Maybe I will have him help with the fruit and vegetables this year. My littlest one is 6 years old, and she likes to make PB&J sandwiches. That's peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And her sandwiches, however, are very messy, and peanut butter and jelly get over everything. But she is proud of helping pack our picnic lunch. We always wear our bathing suits under our clothes, in case the parks we visit have splash pads. These are great for children to play in and cool down, and great for adults too. But be careful. The water makes the ground very slippery, and it's easy to fall. Trust me, I found out the hard way. Make an adventure to discover a different local park near you each week. In addition to local park hunting, my children love going to one of the most famous parks in Houston. Located downtown, next to the Houston Zoo, is Herman Park. This is a huge place with a wide variety of places to see and things to do. My kids and I like to walk the trail, play at the different playgrounds, splash in the water, and sometimes feed the ducks. For a special treat, we sometimes enjoy a train ride or rent a pedal boat. There is a beautiful Japanese garden, bicycles to rent, an outdoor theater, and lots of beautiful trees to climb on or rest beneath. One of the things I love most about Herman Park is the outdoor art exhibits. In fact, I had a life-changing moment in front of one of them just a few years ago. On the west side of Herman Park, there is an art exhibit with about 5 large multicolored statues called Dilidadei. These statues look like bubble creatures or marshmallow people from outer space. The biggest and tallest is in the middle, and there are 4 smaller, similar-looking statues all around it. It reminds me of a mother with her children. On one sunny Thursday afternoon in the middle of March, my kids were playing on these statues, climbing up and pretending to be superheroes. Lone Star College was in the middle of spring break. While I was watching my children play on the multicolored structures, my phone rang. It was a coworker from campus calling with some big news. Lone Star College was going to close for a few weeks because of COVID-19. You guessed it, it was March of 2020, and the pandemic was becoming a reality in our own community. I don't remember much more about our time in the park that day. However, I will never forget the beautiful multicolored Dilly-Day sculptures in Herman Park, where I heard the news that forever changed our lives. What about you? Do you enjoy exploring new outdoor spaces and places with your friends or family? Why not meet some new outdoor parks in the Houston area this summer? Just don't forget to drink lots of water and wear sunscreen.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast brought to you by North Harris College. My name is Alice Savage, and today's theme music is Beautiful by Kitsa, available at freemusicarchive.org.